The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
A number of you know that I practice yoga. And a part of practicing yoga is that the teacher will ask you often to declare an intention for that practice. And that means a word or a phrase that sort of captures where you are that day, what you need that day. So it might be gratitude, or it might be forgiveness, or it might be patience. But almost always, it is the same for me. Almost every time, my intention is peace. I hold peace in very high regard. I long for peace. I want to be free from anxiety and worry. I want to be relaxed and calm and at ease. And my hope and prayer is for peace in my heart, and peace in my home, peace in my family, peace in our church family, peace in our community and in our nation and in our world. But I have noticed that this Advent season, it is a particular challenge to maintain a sense of peace and balance. It seems that in these days leading up to Christmas, this Advent season, that there is so much to do, so many expectations to meet, so many traditions to keep, so many obligations and distractions. It is a time that we should be at peace, and yet it is most difficult to be at peace. One of the most difficult seasons of Advent for our family was actually one that was the most peaceful. 3 years ago, a week before Thanksgiving, my husband Mark was diagnosed with mono. And that may not seem like a very big deal, but the doctor said 6 weeks of complete rest and 6 months before he would be whole and well again. And so I was so worried about Mark. But the person I was most worried about was me. How in the world was I going to do everything I had to do for my family and for church and do everything that Mark does, which, just so you know, is a lot? And so Elizabeth and I, our daughter, we got together a plan for grocery shopping and meal planning and assigning tasks for who was going to do what, which was something she was not used to doing. But we pulled together as a team during that Advent. And oh my goodness, our friends and our church family loved on us and cared for us, brought us food and special Christmas treats. Some of you even came to our home and hauled down our Christmas decorations from the attic and helped Elizabeth and me decorate our home. And you came back after Christmas and stuffed them back in the attic for us. My absolute favorite thing about that Advent season happened every evening because we had to be at home. We stayed close to home. We finished dinner and the dishes, and then we settled down on the couch and snuggled close together, and Mark, mustering all of his energy, read us one of our Christmas stories from our pretty significant collection of children's books. And it was a time of peace, God's peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Peace. What is peace? According to the magnet that hangs on my refrigerator, peace, it does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. Peace is silence and stillness. There is a certain satisfaction about being at peace. And peace holds the promise that no matter what is happening in your life, all will really be well. Now, the Old Testament prophet Isaiah uses a number of different titles to describe the promised Redeemer: Everlasting Father, Mighty God, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace. Jesus, who comes to us at Christmas, is the Prince of Peace. And as Christians, we believe that 2 millennia ago, God sent the Christ child Jesus to us to save the entire world from their sin. And then each and every year we celebrate, we prepare for this annual coming of Christ in the celebration of Christmas. And during that time, we're always hoping and praying and yearning for that day when God will come again and fix all those things that we have screwed up so badly. Today, in our second reading from 2 Peter, the words are there that the early Christians are waiting for Jesus to come again, and they believe that that coming will be imminent. And so the writer of 2 Peter says to those early Christians, strive to be found at peace by him. As you are watching and waiting for the coming of Messiah, strive to be at peace. What a wonderful hope and prayer for us as we watch and wait for Christ's coming among us, to be found at peace. Peace with ourselves, peace with each other, peace with God. Now, for us as Christians, pursuing peace is very important to us. But all of us know that there can be no peace for me, no peace for us, until there is peace for all people. And so for us as Christians, peace and justice go hand in hand. There can't be peace for the whole world until there is justice for the whole world. And we cannot sit by and watch. We must pursue peace and work for justice. That is our intention, our daily intention as Christians, those who follow Christ. We work for peace and justice for all of God's people. Now, during this season of Advent, I have a tendency to collect a lot of Advent devotionals, but one of the ones that's bringing me the most joy this Advent season, it's one of the ones that we've provided for you all. It's called The Bright Star of Bethlehem. And the devotional book tells lots of stories about Christmas Lutheran Church in Bethlehem, in the land that we call holy. And one of the women who lives in this holy land describes life like this. She says, we feel trapped like animals in a cage. This congregation, Christmas Lutheran Church in Bethlehem, their mission is to create spaces for life, to create spaces for people to breathe. What a beautiful vision for us during this Advent season, for we share that mission as well, to create spaces, to create a space for people to live, for people to breathe, to create a space where all people are loved and valued for exactly who they are, exactly who God created them to be. We share this mission of Christmas Lutheran Church in Bethlehem. This week, I was really captured by a posting that I read on our ELCA website. And the posting was about a woman, a pastor and a theologian from Tanzania. And she is an advocate for social justice in the world, but particularly she's interested in justice for women. And she is a part of what the ELCA and the Lutheran World Federation is calling 16 Days of Activism to Overcome Gender-Based Violence. And so not only is this theologian and pastor interested in that call during this Advent season, but it's also our entire church, and we're joined by our Lutheran brothers and sisters around the world in the Lutheran World Federation to stand up for justice, to make peace by standing up for all of God's people. Recently, I had a gentleman ask me if I was a feminist. And he said it with his face all screwed up. It was obviously a bad thing, and he did not want me to say yes to the question that he was asking. But I shared with him that a feminist is someone who stands up for the rights and privileges of women, and really for all people. So yes, absolutely I am a feminist. And I told him that I believed God was calling him to also be a feminist, because a part of our Christian calling is that we stand up for all of God's people, and all means all. In this place, in God's church, it means that we absolutely stand with men and women, and we stand with the poor and the homeless. We stand with immigrants, we stand with the mentally ill, we stand with the LGBTQIA community, we stand with all the people of God. And that's what we do in our pursuing peace, our pursuing justice. We do that because we have been called by God to do that very thing. Now, all of you are aware, at least a little bit, you are aware that in the past months, there has been a challenge to our peace together in this place, Trinity Lutheran Church, Greenville, South Carolina. Our congregation council made the decision for our congregation in May that we would begin celebrating same-sex marriage in the life of our congregation. It was a bold and courageous decision. It was a decision to promote justice in this community and a decision to promote justice in the world. But I am aware that that decision has caused lots of heartbreak for some people. And I do not take that lightly, because all of you are dear to me. And if you hurt, that causes me pain, causes us pain. My hope and prayer during this Advent season is that we can find a way, in spite of our disagreements, to be one in Christ, to be focused in the mission and the vision that God is giving us anew each and every day, to reach out and to promote peace and justice in the world. My hope for us is that we might be a beacon of love and light, hope and peace for all the world, right here in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. Our gospel text today, John the Baptist proclaims, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare God's way in the wilderness." One of the best ways we can prepare the way is by working for peace and justice in all the world. Do everything, everything in your power to lift up all people and to make sure all people can live in peace. My challenge for you during these days of Advent In the words of that Advent hymn, be strong and loving and fearless in your pursuit of peace and justice. And may God, the Prince of Peace, surround and fill you with love, joy, hope, and peace this Advent season. Amen.